So we're back on developing a great attitude. So we've talked about many spiritual things in this short mini course. But we also must talk about some of those things by which you engage and how to maintain a positive attitude. I know for me, when I am in that center and leaning into who God has made me to be, and I am doing those things, I am positive. This morning, for instance, I couldn't wait for morning. So at 5 o'clock, when I got up, and I couldn't wait to even do this taping because it's so fun and enjoyable, and this is my life, and this is my calling. So today we're going to talk about that, as what are those ways in which you can cultivate embracing new opportunities. I love Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. Sow your seed in the morning. This is a great perspective passage again. And at evening, let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. I remember when I was a boy, a mentor in my church named John, and he was already 30 years older than me, with, "Hey, Henry, what are you doing?" And he goes, "Hey, got any new ideas?" And he would say to that. And I, you know, first I didn't know what to say. And, well, you know, and they go, "Oh, you know, that's a really good idea. That's a great idea. You know what? Someday maybe we got to go do that together." And we've never done anything. And he's a saint. And he's now with the Lord in glory. But I just always appreciated that cultivating of new ideas. And I think those of us who are older, when we are around younger people, to be like John was to me, just, "Hey, got any new ideas? Have any new thoughts, new concepts?" And one thing John did not do, John did not like knock this down or that down. He was always like, "Oh, that's blue sky thinking. That's great. That is like amazing." And to cultivate that kind of an attitude brings a positive, great, wonderful attitude. So let's talk about that passage, sow your seed. So, 1 Peter 4, verse 10, each one should use whatever gifts he has received to serve others, faithfully administrating God's grace in its various forms. To serve others. At Christian Leaders Alliance, we talk about clergy as deacons, diaconess, servants. And, you know, at that core, if you're running a business, you are a servant. Jesus says, if you want to be great, you are to be the least. You are a servant of the customer. You are a servant of the team members that are on team with you. That, and then to sow as servants is to then actually use the gift that God has given you and the gifts that God has given you to glorify Him, to serve each other. You know, capitalism says that you do something for monetary gain. And that's the best organizing way of society. Communism says, you know, everybody's got to get their due, irregardless of their gifts. Everybody's a cog in a certain wheel, and there has to be equality, but it doesn't take in account the beautiful gifts that God has given humanity, and so people get frustrated. They call it the golden handcuff, the golden handcuffs, where they're stuck in a situation. So, but Christianity says each of you are an image bearer of God, and sow your seeds in the gifts that God has given you. Do not monetize yourself in any way. Stay busy. Proverbs 22, verse 29. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. I think that's an interesting passage, that as you find your gifts, your attitude changes, but so does people's attitude towards you. People see you differently. Again, not monetizing yourself, but not just doing something for money or power or control, just doing it as an image bearer of God. So sow your seeds. Use your gifts. Stay busy. Focus on the seeds that grow. Proverbs 12, verse 11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. I know for me, as I've looked over developing Christian leaders, ministries, the Institute, the college, the Alliance, and everything we've done, we have to always look at what's growing, seeing what is the Lord blessing. Again, not from a monetary perspective alone, but from that fullness of being a servant of God and impacting the world and influencing others for Jesus Christ. Each of you and me, we have our situation and work hard. One thing that's really frustrating that hurts an attitude, a good attitude, is when you're working on something and it's going nowhere. And what I ask the Lord for myself is, Lord, give me always a teachable attitude. If this is not blessed by you, help me pull the plug on that idea. And what did I learn from that idea? To move into another idea, something that will bring blessing to others, blessings to my family, blessings to the world as we reach others for Jesus Christ. You know, don't allow me, I pray, don't allow me to go down a trail that's not in your blessing because I'm stubborn. You know, my idea is such a good idea and everybody should like this good idea. Instead, have an idea like, Lord, I just want to have that curiosity to sow seeds and to see what you are doing, Lord. Learn lessons from the ones that do not grow. We have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. We have much to say about this. Really, I've just talked about that. Grow in the joy of learning. Sow your seed. Utilize the gift that God has given you. Be a person who leans into accepting who you are as an image bearer of God and the gifts that God has given you. You know, the fact is we don't always embrace creativity. And to have a great attitude, there is something about the empowerment of creativity and not taking yourself so serious, which we're going to talk about in another presentation, in that creativity. So there's like a playfulness about how you live life. That cultivates a great attitude. So my challenge for you is to look at some of your dreams. Maybe it's in ministry. Maybe it's just volunteer. Maybe it's dreams about a career change or something like that. And look at that. And I know you're responsible in your situation, and I know not everything can happen right now, but cultivate that. Cultivate a sowing your seed. Cultivate leaning into your gifts. This will make a difference in having a great and positive attitude.